I guess you'll be going up against Jason Peters this week. Do you know much about him? Have you studied him much?
Doing my week preparation as you do each week, studying your opponent. He's of course Pro Bowl caliber left tackle. Strong, athletic. So he's a top notch tackle. But just another week work for me, and prepare as I go throughout this week. Just prepare as best as I can, and get ready for a fun matchup come Sunday.
I know three games is not a big sample, but the sacks haven't been there for you guys like they were last year. Why is that?
I wish I could give you a clear-cut answer. I don't know. I mean, guys are, definitely creating pressure, here and there, but I think we need to, get back to doing it more consistently. Then I'm sure if we do that, the sacks will come along. But, you can't just constantly beat yourself up because we're not out there getting a sack every play. So, guys, just like I said, come in each week, prepare like we, got a million on the board already. And, one game, once it explodes, sacks are coming. I think everybody forget about the first couple of weeks.
Have offenses tried throwing the ball quicker or doing anything to kind of combat the pass rush?
The ball comes out pretty fast, but at the time, the secondaries and linebackers playing their tails off. So, we're not getting back there consistently like we should. But the back seven are definitely handling their business. So, I guess we need to catch up to them.
It kind of looks like teams are running the ball against you more. I guess they've had some success with that. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, we definitely been haven't been playing to run up to our standards. So that just comes with it, I guess, territory. But guys aren't slowing down. We know we got to stop the run. That's the main focus. Especially going into the, or I can you just go back to week one, but. With McCoy back there, he can make something happen, any play. So, guys are definitely going to be prepared to stop that run. And once there's an opportunity to rush the passer, we need to start getting back there and get some quarterbacks now.
As a follow-up to that, McCoy led the NFL in rushing last year. The Eagles had the most rushing yards in the league last year. This year, McCoy's struggling. He has 2.7 yards per carry. What do you see when you watch film with McCoy with the Eagles running game?
I guess guys are just making play in the backfield. I don't know if they got that, I don't know what that Chip Kelly offense, I don't know what the Oregon style offense, so fast paced, so I couldn't really tell you why it's not working. Guys just, stopping him or trying to put it in the quarterback's hand to make him beat him. So, I don't know. Just trying to maybe switch it up, but I really couldn't give you a clear-cut answer on that.
Have you seen defenses load the box on the Eagles?
They do a lot of, it seems like they're always running three wides or something, or tight end or split out. So, it's kind of hard to crowd the box too much. But like I said, why their success isn't going, I couldn't tell you. So I don't, I can't give you a clear-cut answer on that.
With your team, with the injuries you've had defensively, do you find teams scheming away from you more than they used to, that you have to chase plays down more than you did maybe a year ago?
I don't think so. A couple of chips here and there, I think they're just doing that, sticking to their game plan.
You don't think they're avoiding you?
I don't think so. If they are, I really haven't noticed. Like I said, we're all just out there playing, trying to win some ball games, and hopefully, this week, one week at a time, just get better and better, and start winning some W's up in that win column.
Hey, Robert, what did Bradford's injury, what effect did that have on the team and in the locker room?
I'm sorry?
What effect did Sam Bradford's injury have on the team and in the locker room?
Well, when it first happened, of course, Sam was playing great ball, looking good out there. But, for him to go down, starting quarterback, especially all the weapons now that are here for him or for any quarterback here, it was definitely some excitement. But, with Austin stepping up into the role, after Sean went down and Austin stepping into the role, he's been playing excellent ball, of course, sucks that Sam went down, but the model around here, next man up, and keep on trucking, because you can't can't get too down about it because then you'll, you know, fall behind. So, you know, like I said, of course, wish him a quick recovery. And, you know, when once he's able to get back out there, you know, well, I guess I won't be till next year. So, you know, go from there, and hopefully he's even that much more better, and we can, you know, be that much more of a better ball club.
I know you got the big contract this year. Congratulations. But
no, thank you.
Do you think you get the kind of recognition around the league that you should, given your production?
I guess that all depends on who you ask. I mean, you know, I'm just kind of out there playing ball. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not the guy they're spotlighting all the time. You know, so be it. You know, I'm out there just trying to have fun with my group of guys out there, my teammates, and you get your, I guess your publicity, you know, yourself for success, you know, team success. And I think once we get the ball rolling, you know, guys, the eyes might open more, you know, once, you know, we start doing things the way we need to.
You're not going to take those Buick commercials away from Peyton Manning or anything like that then?
Well, you know how that goes. Quarterbacks and defensive ends, those are two different levels when it comes to that marketing. So I think Peyton's got that unlocked for a little while.
Hey, thanks, Robert.
Yeah, thanks very much. We'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, have a good one.